So we'll ask the youth choir to come forward, and then they'll sing for us.
To bring glory to my Lord. us one by one. We must bring the lost to Jesus one by one. We must bring the lost to Jesus one by one. One by one. One by one.
Over to you, and God bless you, Dr. Emmons.
Sashiela, we inkosi busisi.
Thank you very much. Good morning. I greet you all in the precious name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Last week this time, I was on intensive care unit in hospital in Cape Town. Tuesday morning last week, I had a stroke. I was lying on the floor with a strong conviction that I was dying. I'm only here today because of God's gracious answers to your many prayers. In the army, obstacle courses are a very important part of the training. High walls, big ditches filled with mud and barbed wire. But the obstacle course is not there to stop you. It's to train you to realize every obstacle is there only to be overcome. So many of the places where God has led me to minister in the last 40 years were called closed countries. Or restricted access areas. So often people say that's impossible. That river is uncrossable. It can't be done. This isn't the right time. You're not the right person. This isn't the right way. Give up and go back. But obstacles are only there to be overcome. The theme of this conference is, as the Father has sent me, so send I you. What are we being sent to do? We're being sent to preach the gospel of repentance and forgiveness of sins. And as Professor Martin Luther pointed out in the first of the 95
theses,
our first priority is repentance. The whole life of a believer must be a life of repentance. Repentance is not just something we do before we become a Christian. The whole life of a believer needs to be a life of repentance. Recognizing that God is a holy God. And we are sinful people. And at the end, ministers and missionaries can only say, Lord, we are but unprofitable servants.
ukuze kugcineni inceku zenkosi zikhipha amazwi athi inkosi siyinceku ezingafanele ukwenza esikwenzayo.
The Lord laid on my heart back when I first heard about the conference and the theme, this message, this title.
UNkulunkulu wakubeka enhlizweni yami lokhu ngesikhathi ngiqala ukuzwa ngale ngqungquthela nangesihloko sayo.
The worship of true repentance.
Wabeka kimi lesi sihloko noma lamazwi wathi ukumkhonza umuntu ephendukile ngeqiniso.
And there's one man in the Bible who epitomizes this probably the most effectively.
About uyedwa umuntu eBhayibhelini indoda esingathi impilo yayo iyayihlanganisa igoqe lendaba yalesi sihloko.
King David.
Inkosi uDavid.
David's name is mentioned more than 1,000 times in the Bible.
Igama likaDavid siyalithola libalulwa isikhathi esingaphezulu kwenkulungwane eBhayibhelini.
More often than Moses.
David ubalwa kaningi ukudlula uMose.
3 times more often than Abraham.
Abalwa ngokuphindwe kathathu ukudlula uAbraham.
In the Gospels, our Lord Jesus is referred to as the Son of David 12 times.
Kumavangeli uJesu ubizwa ngendodana kaDavide isikhathi esishumi nambili.
If you ask the average churchgoer what he remembers about David,
uma ubuza umuntu ojwayele ukuya enkonzweni ukuthi ikupha akukhumbulayo ngoDavide,
most will remember his greatest achievement.
Abaningi bayokhumbula imisebenzi yakhe emihle nokuphumelela kwakhe abhekana nakho.
When as a young shepherd boy,
ngaleso sikhathi ese umfana omncane ungumelusi,
he defeated the Philistine giant Goliath.
Wanqoba lelo qhawe lamaFilisti uGoliath.
With his sling and a simple smooth stone.
Emnqoba ngesilingi nangamatshe njalula.
Perhaps many will also remember his greatest failure.
Mhlawumbe abanye bawukhumbula futhi nokuhluleka kwakhe uDavid.
The adulterous affair with Bathsheba and the murder of her husband Uriah the Hittite.
Ungena kwakhe esonweni sokuphinga noBathsheba nokubulala futhi uRiya umyeni kaBathsheba.
King David was an extraordinarily courageous, Holy Spirit-filled man.
Inkosi uDavid kwakuyindoda iqhawe elinamandla egcwalisiwe ngomoya ongcwele.
Yet he fell into the snare of Satan.
Kodwa nakuba kunjalo wawela waphonsa kunochaka kaSathane.
Many great artists have painted him.
Abantu abaningi abadwebayo sebake bayidweba le ndaba kaDavid.
The great sculptor Michelangelo sculpted David.
UMichelangelo umnye wabadwebi bodumo naye wadweba edweba uDavid.
Many have named their sons after David.
Baningi futhi abantu abaqamba izingane zabo amadodana abo ngegama lika David.
The best friend Africa ever had, David Livingstone.
Umhlobo omkhulu iAfrica selikele abanaye uDavid Livingstone.
Was so named after the biblical David.
Naye futhi waqanjwa ngaye uDavid lo waseBhayibhelini.
King David is one of the greatest men in all of human history.
Inkosi uDavid omunye amadoda avelele emlandweni wonke womhlaba.
And one of the greatest men in the Bible.
Umunye wamadoda futhi amakhulu eBhayibhelini.
His successes are examples of excellence for us to follow.
Ukuphumelela kwakhe kuyizibonelo ezinhle esingabukela kuzona nathi.
His failings are warnings to each one of us.
Ukuhluleka kwakhe kuyizecwayiso kithina sonke.
If you have managed to avoid being ensnared in the traps that ensnared David, then you can be warned.
Uma ke ukwazile ukuthi uphumelele ungangeni kulabona uchaka unochaka wabamba uDavid, lokho kuyisecwayiso.
1 Corinthians 10 verse 12 says,
incwadi yabaseKorinte bokuqala isahluko seshumi ivesi leshumi nambili lithi,
therefore let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall.
Lithi ngakho lowo othumile kaqaphele ukuba angawi.
If you have fallen into the same pit,
uma nawe uwele kulowo mgodi,
be encouraged.
Iba nesibindi.
There is redemption in Christ.
Kukhona ukuhlengwa kuKristu.
There is good in the worst of us.
Kukhona okuhle kithina sonke.
There is evil in the best of us.
kukhona futhi nokubi kithina.
Because we are fallen creation.
Ngoba siyindalo ewile.
Any goodness is because we are created by God.
Uma khona kuhle kungenxa ukuthi sadalwe uNkulunkulu.
But there is evil in everyone because we are fallen creation.
Kodwa kukhona kubi kuyilona lokuthina ngoba siyabantu abawile.
Jeremiah 17 verse 9 to 10.
Incwadi ka Jeremiah 17 iverse lika 9 kuya kweleshumi.
The heart is deceitful above all things.
Inhliziyo yakhohlisa ngaphezulu kwakho konke.
And desperately wicked.
Futhi imbi.
Who can know it?
Ngubani ongayiqonda na?
I the Lord search the heart.
Mina Jehova ngivivinya inhliziyo.
I test the mind.
Ngihlola izinso.
Even to give every man according to the fruit of his doings.
Ukuba nginike kube yilona lowo njengezindlela zakhe.
As the Israelites demanded a king,
lapha bakwa Israel sebefuna inkosi,
that they may be like the nations around them,
ukuba nabo bafaniswe nezizwe ebebephila kanye nazo,
God told the prophet Samuel to warn them.
UNkulunkulu wakhuluma nomprofethi Samuel ukuba akabaxwayise.
A king would want a palace,
kokuba inkosi izofuna isigodlo,
and an army,
izofuna futhi ukuba ibe nebutho.
So taxation and conscription would follow.
Makunjalo ke inkosi ifuna lezi zinto, kusho ukuthi sekuzodingeka ukuthi baqale manje bakhokhe nentela.
When the Israelites persisted in demanding a king,
lapha abo-Israyeli bephikelele ekufuneni inkosi,
Samuel gave them the kind of king they wanted.
Samuel wabanikeza uhlobo lwenkosi ebebeyidinga.
Tall, handsome, strong, powerful in battle.
Inkosi ende ebukekayo enamandla futhi nasempini.
1 Samuel 9:2 says there was not a more handsome person in all of Israel. From his shoulders he was taller than any of the other people.
Ncwadi ka Samuel oqala isahluko sika 9 verse lesibili kuthiwa insizwa enhle kwakungekho umuntu omuhle kunaye phakathi kwabantwana bakwaIsrayeli.
Saul proved to be a successful leader in battle.
USaul wakhombisa kuba umholi ophumelele empini.
He defeated the Philistines and the Amalekites.
Wanqoba amaFilisti namaAmaleki.
He defeated the Ammonites.
Wanqoba abakwaAmon.
But although King Saul began well,
kodwa nakuba inkosi uSaul yaqala kahle,
he grew proud and presumptuous.
Kodwa esengenwa ukuyiphakamisa.
Saul violated the separation between king and priest.
USaul wahluleka ukuhlukanisa umehluko phakathi kokuba umpriest nokuba inkosi.
He presumed to offer the sacrifice at God's altar.
Kodwa yena wathatha isinyathelo sokuba aqhubeke onikela ngomnikelo ealtari likaNkulunkulu.
Saul also disobeyed God when he commanded him to destroy the wicked king Agag and his Amalekites.
USaul futhi wangamlalela uNkulunkulu lapho emyala ukuba achithe abulale leyo nkosembi uAgag namaAmaleki.
Saul's relationships deteriorated.
Ubudlelwane bukaSaul noNkulunkulu bashona phansi.
First with his adventurous son Jonathan.
Phela futhi nobudlelwane bakhe nendodana yakhe uJonathan.
Whom Saul sentenced to death for disobeying some ridiculous instruction that his son was not even aware of.
USaul futhi wathi indodana yakhe ayibulawe, ethi ibulawele ukuthi ilalele ayilalelanga umthetho wakhe, okwa umthetho wakhe wawushaya eceleni, futhi indodana yakhe ingawazi nakwazi.
Only the firm actions of his army prevented Saul from unjustly executing his own son.
Kwavimba kuphela ukuthi ibutho lakhe lime limelane nokuthi uSaul abulala indodana yakhe ebulawe into engekho.
Saul's relationship with the prophet Samuel also deteriorated drastically.
Ubudlelwane buka Saul no Samuel nabo baphela.
In response to Saul's repeated disobedience to the commands of the Lord, Samuel declared.
USamuel ephendula ekungalalelini kwa Saul engalaleli imithetho bekade inikezwe uNkulunkulu.
1 Samuel 15. To obey is better than sacrifice.
Encwadini kaSamuel isahluko seshumi nanhlanu ivesi lamashumi amabili nambili.
For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft.
Kuthiwa uJehova uyanamela yini iminikelo na ngokuba ukungalaleli kufana nesono sokugula.
Stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry.
Ukungalaleli kufaniswa noma ngithi ngokuba ukwambuka kunjengesono sokugula nenkani ifana nokhonza izithombe.
Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has rejected you as king.
Ngokuba ulahlile izwi lika Jehova, naye ukulahlile wena ukuba ungabe usaba inkosi.
Ritual is no substitute for righteousness.
Ukwenza iminikelo nemhlatshelo akuyona into ongayisebenzisa ithatha indawo yokumlalela uNkulunkulu.
Obedience is far more important than any religious sentiment.
Ukulalela kusemqwa kakhulu kudlula nanoma isiphi isenzo sokukholwa umuntu angasenza.
God rejected Saul.
Nkulunkulu wamlahla uSaul.
Do you trust and obey God wholeheartedly?
Ingabe wena uyamlalela yena uNkulunkulu ngenhliziyo yakho yonke?
Or are you rebellious?
Noma nawe umuntu ongalaleli?
Rebellion is like witchcraft and idolatry.
Ukungalaleli kufana nokhonza izithombe nokwambuka.
King Saul's relationship also deteriorated with his faithful servant David.
Ubudlelwane buka Saul kanye no Davide nabo bashona phansi.
David, who had honored the Lord and the king by boldly challenging the giant Goliath and defeating him in battle.
UDavide lo wekade ilalela inkosi emlalela noNkulunkulu lapho eba nesibindi ema ebhekana nalelo qhawe uGoliathi walinqoba.
King Saul grew jealous and poisoned towards him.
Inkosi uSaul yavuka umona ngenxa lesenzo sikaDavide.
Saul may have been physically tall, but he turned out to be a small man.
USaul nakubawe umuntu omude ngokwesiqu kodwa wavela njengomuntu omncane.
Becoming jealous, envious, and fearful of his faithful servant and his courageous soldier David.
Engenwa isono somona nenzondo encekwini yakhe ibithembekile lelo qhawe ebelinesibindi uDavide.
Saul's jealousy and hatred of David twisted and poisoned his final years as king.
Umona lo wekade ena uDavide kwaba njengopoison empilweni yakhe eminyakeni yakhe yokugcina.
It distracted him from his duties.
Lokho kwamchezukisa, kwamkhipha emsebenzini yakhe bekumele ukuba yenze.
King Saul deteriorated to such a stage he sought out a witch at Endor.
Inkosi uSaul yashona phansi yaze yafika ezingeni la yafuna khona ukuthi iyobhula.
So King Saul died in defeat and disgrace.
Inkosi uSaul yafa inqotiwe futhi ifela ehlazweni.
Committing suicide on a field of battle.
Izibulala yona empini lapho kwakukade kuliwa khona.
Where three of his sons died.
Lapho kwafa khona amadodana akhe amathathu.
King Saul left his nation in defeat, division and disgrace.
Inkosi uSaul yasiya isizwe sayo naso sinqotiwe sahlukene phakathi futhi sisehlazweni.
So the first book of Samuel focuses on man's choice as king, Saul.
Incwadi yokuqala kaSamuel ibheka kakhulu ekukhetheni komuntu kwinkosi njengenkosi uSaul.
Second Samuel focuses on God's choice as king, on David.
Incwadi yesibili kaSamuel yona ibhekisisa enkosini ekhethwe uNkulunkulu njengoba yokuqala yona ibheka enkosini ekhethwe ngabantu.
1 Samuel 16 verse 7 we read.
Incwadi yokuqala kaSamuel isahluko seshumi nesithupha iverse lesikhombisa sifunda lokhu.
But the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or at his physical stature, because I have refused him. The Lord does not see as man sees, for man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.
Itikepha uJehova wathi kuSamuel ungabheki isimo sakhe nobude bomzimba wakhe ngokuba ngimalile lokhu Jehova engabuki okomuntu umuntu ubheka kusemehlweni kepha uJehova ubheka kusenhlizweni.
What does the Bible mean by the heart?
IBhayibheli lichazani malikhuluma inhliziyo na?
Our Lord Jesus, Matthew 15:19 declared.
UJesu encwadini kaMatthew isahluko sika 15 ivesi lika 19 washo lokhu.
For out of the heart proceeds evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witnesses, blasphemies. The heart is the mental center of our life. It knows, it understands, it reflects, it remembers. But the heart is also the emotional center of our life. It experiences anxiety and sorrow and despair, courage and joy. But the heart's also our ethical and moral center.
Ukubulala, ukuphinga, ukufebe, ukweba, ukufakaza amanga, ukuhlambalaza.
The Bible tells us God searches the heart.
IBhayibheli liyasitshela ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyayihlolisisa inhliziyo.
God sees the heart.
uNkulunkulu uyayibona inhliziyo.
God examines the heart, he refines the heart.
uNkulunkulu ayivivinye, ayicwengisisa inhliziyo.
The Bible reveals that a person may have an evil heart.
IBhayibheli liyakuveza ukuthi umuntu angaba nenhliziyo embi.
It describes those who are godless in heart.
Inhliziyo engenayo uNkulunkulu.
And a perverse heart.
Inhliziyo embi enokonakala.
We also read about those who are deceitful in heart.
Siyafunda futhi nangalabo abanenhliziyo ezikhohlisayo.
And the Bible speaks to those who harden their hearts.
IBhayibheli likhuluma nangalabo abayiqinisayo inhliziyo zabo.
However, by the grace of God, we read that we can have a new heart.
Kodwa ngomusa kaNkulunkulu siyafunda ukuthi singaba nayo inhliziyo entsha.
And we can have a clean heart.
Singaba nenhliziyo ehlanzekile.
Proverbs 4:23 declares.
Incwadi yezaga isahluko sesine ivesi lamashumi amabili nantathu lithi.
Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life.
If isaga isahluko sesine ivesi lika 23 kuthiwa phezu kwakho konke gcina inhliziyo yakho ngokuba kuyilapho kuvela khona ukuphila.
For as he thinks in his heart, so is he.
Ngokuba lokhu umuntu acabanga enhlizweni yakhe unjalo yena.
Romans 10:10, for with the heart one believes unto righteousness.
Incwadini yabaseRoma isahluko seshumi ivesi leshumi kuthiwa ngokuba lokho umuntu akukholwa enhlizweni yakhe kumholela ekulungeni.
David is the most versatile person in the Bible.
UDavide kuwumuntu ohlonishwayo kakhulu eBhayibhelini.
A musician, a shepherd, a soldier, a writer of most of the Psalms, a fugitive, an outlaw, and the greatest king of Israel.
Umuntu ongumalusi, ongumculi, oyibutho, okwazi ukubhala amahubo.
He was athletic, a gifted musician, and his poetical skill was of the highest standard. David's one of the most prominent figures in the history of the world, and there's more space given to his personality than any other person in the Old Testament. He is described as a man after God's own heart.
Umuntu ophiwe emculeni emculweni owumuntu futhi obephiwe ekubhaleni izinkondlo uDavide owumuntu ophumelele odumile futhi emlandweni wonke umuntu owaziwa njengomuntu ongokwenhliziyo kaNkulunkulu.
The Psalms are called the treasury of David.
Amahubo aziwa njengengcebo kaDavide.
The Psalms are the largest book in the Bible.
Amahubo isabelelo kuyona incwadi enkulu nende kunazo zonke eBhayibhelini.
The middle book of the Bible.
Okuyincwadi ephakathi nendawo eBhayibhelini.
The prayer book of the Bible, the hymn book of the Bible.
Incwadi yamahubo isabelelo kube incwadi futhi yomthandazo.
Our Lord Jesus quoted more from the Psalms than any other part of the Bible.
UJesu wacaphuna incwadi yamahubo kunazo zonke incwadi eBhayibhelini.
David was the youngest of 8 sons of Jesse.
UDavid kwakuyena omncane kumadodana kaJesse.
And the story of David and Goliath must be one of the best known in the whole Bible.
Indaba kaDavid kuyona indaba eyaziwa kunazo zonke indaba eBhayibhelini.
It is the mismatch of the ages.
Kuyindaba yezizukulwane ngezizukulwane.
Goliath of Gath was 9 feet 6 inches tall.
Ugoliyathi wayekade eyisiqhwaga umuntu omude.
The head of his spear was 10 kilograms.
Inkemba yakhe inhloko nje yenkemba yayikade inesindo esingango 10 kilograms.
King Saul and all his soldiers were dismayed and terrified when they saw Goliath.
Inkosi uDavide kanye namabutho ayo onke bathuka baqhaqhazela lapho bebhekana naleliqhawe uGoliath.
Only the young shepherd boy David was willing to go down into the valley of the shadow of death.
Kodwa kuba umfana omncane ongumalusi nje waba nesibindi sokuma wabhekana nalo leliqhawe.
To confront this giant.
Ubakwazi ukubhekana nalo.
He had no breastplate, he only had his shepherd's cloak.
Wegatenga vikele ngisho nesifuba kodwa wayegqoke nje ingubo zakhe zokweluso.
No spear or shield.
Engaphethe enkemba, engaphethe futhi nasivikele.
Only a shepherd's staff and a sling.
Kodwa ephethe nje islingi kanye nodondolo likamelusi.
David came in the name of the Lord God of Israel.
David weza ngegama likaNkuluNkulu weimpiya kwaIsrayeli.
Just as Goliath relied on a spear and shield and sword, David relied on the name of the Lord.
Ikugolathi enethembele kwinkemba yakhe nesivikelo sakhe, kodwa uDavid wathembela egameni likaJehova.
David's victory over Goliath is a type of Christ's victory over Satan.
Ukunqoba kukaDavid enqoba uGoliath singakufanisa nokunqoba kukaKristu enqoba uSathane.
And David's victory over Goliath epitomizes our calling to be more than conquerors through Christ Jesus our Lord.
Lokho kunqoba kukaDavid kuqinisekisa lolo bizo lokuba simele ukuba sibe ngabanqobi ngaphezu kwabanqobi ngoKristu Jesu Nkosi yethu.
James 4 verse 7.
Ncwadi kaJakobe isahluko sesine verse lesikhombisa.
Submit to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
Ngakho thobelana uNkulunkulu, kepha nimelane noSathane khona uyakunibalekela.
Both Saul and David ruled Israel for 40 years.
USaul kanye noDavid bahola isizwe sakwaIsrayeli iminyaka engamashumi amane.
Yet Saul is described by God as a failure.
USaul uNkulunkulu umchaza njengomuntu obayisahluleki.
David is a success.
UDavid yena wanqoba.
It is not that David was perfect.
Akusho ukuthi uDavid owumuntu ophelelisiwe.
But he wholeheartedly loved God and worshiped God.
Kodwa ngenhliziyo yakhe ephelele wayemthanda uNkulunkulu emkhonza futhi.
When he sinned, his confession and his repentance was wholehearted.
Lapho nile ukuphenduka kwakhe nokuvuma kwakhe isono kwaba ukuphelele akwenza ngenhliziyo yakhe yonke.
David displayed humility and patience and courage.
UDavid waveza ukuzithoba okukhulu, ukwethembeka, ukubekezela kanye nesibindi.
When he was being pursued for his life by King Saul, he repeatedly spared the life of his tormentor, Saul.
Lapho isitha sakhe uSaul simlandela sifuna ukuchitha ukuphila kwakhe, uDavid wakusindisa ukuphila kwesitha sakhe uSaul.
He refused to assassinate God's anointed king.
Wala ukuba abulale umgcotshwa kaNkuluNkulu.
Even though Saul was in rebellion to God and was a wicked king.
Nakuba uSaul wayekade ewumuntu omelene noNkuluNkulu eyinkosi embi.
David trusted in God to protect and vindicate him in his time.
UDavid wathemba uNkulunkulu ukuba kube uNkulunkulu oyomlwela futhi aveze iqiniso ngesikhathi sakhe.
But Saul, by way of contrast, turned out to be an unrepentant sinner.
USaul yena waba isono esingaphendukile.
He went to death and destruction and he dragged his country with him.
Waya ekufeni nasencithakalweni wahudula isizwe sakhe naso sayashona phansi naye.
David, who lived a life of repentance, achieved glorious victories over his enemies.
David yena waphila impilo yokunqoba futhi wanqoba naphezulu kwezitha zakhe.
And David has left us in the Psalms the greatest songs and prayers that have inspired the worship and praise of God's people for over 3,000 years.
Kumahubo uDavide usihlelile isihlabelelo esiningi futhi nemthandazo singakwazi ukuthi siphile ngayo.
After Saul died, David became king over Judea for 7 years.
Emva kokufa kukaSaul, uDavide waba inkosi yaseJudea iminyaka isikhombisa.
Then he became king over all the 12 tribes for the next 33 years.
Emva kwalokho wayeseba inkosi yezizwe zonke ezishumi nambili iminyaka engu 33.
He conquered Jerusalem and made it the capital of this new nation.
Walinqoba iJerusalem, walenza ukuba kube yilona elinhlokodolobha yalesizwe sisha
sakwaIsrael. When David sought to bring the Ark of the Covenant into Jerusalem,
lapho uDavide ehlosa ukuba alethe umphongolo wesivumelwano awulethe eJerusalem,
it showed a sincere desire to bring God into the center of the culture and of the politics of the country.
Lokho kwaveza ukulangazelela ukuba alethe uNkulunkulu kube uyena oyisekelo sakho konke ngaphezu kwezepolitiki namasiko esizwe.
However, sincerity is never enough.
Kodwa kwesisikhathi kwenza izinto okwethembeka akwanele.
Neither David nor the priests followed God's specific instructions as to how the ark was to be transported.
Kobu Davide kanye nabapriesti abalandelanga iziyalelo zikaNkulunkulu ebezikade siqondile zicacile ukuthi umphongolo umele ukuthi uthwalwe uhanjiswe kanjani.
As a result, Uzzah was struck dead for reaching out and touching the ark.
Umphumela lokho kwaba ukuthi Uzzah ashaywe ajeziswe ngenxa yokuthinta umphongolo.
Here we can see it doesn't matter what we think that matters, it's what God says, that's what matters.
Lana siyafunda ukuthi thina sicabangani sibonani akusho lutho, kodwa kusemqoka ukuthi uNkulunkulu yena ucabangani futhi ubona kanjani.
The ark which contained the Ten Commandments were not to be transported on an ox cart.
Ngokuba umphongolo lona obukade uphethe imiyalelo eyishumi ubungafanele uhanjiswe ngenqola yenkomo.
It was to be carried on poles carried by priests.
Kwakudinga ukuthi uthathwe ngamapali noma ingodo ebezizobe ziphethwe abapriesti.
There is a way that seems right to men, but its end is death.
Kukhona indlela ebukeka inhle kumuntu, kepha isiphetho sayo singukufa.
It is easy to be sincerely wrong.
Ngoba kungenzeka ukuthi uyenze into ngokuthembeka ngokweqiniso kodwa ushaya eceleni.
In 2 Samuel chapter 11 we read.
Encwadini yesibili kaSamuel isifungo seshumi nanye sifunda.
It happened in the springtime at the time when kings go out to battle that David remained in Jerusalem.
Kwenzeka ngesikhathi lapho amakhosi eya empini uDavide wasala eJerusalem.
David fell into sin by remaining in Jerusalem at a time when kings go off to war.
UDavide wangena esonweni ngokusala eJerusalem ngesikhathi amakhosi ehambile esempini.
Some temptations come to the industrious.
Kunezinye izilingo ezifika kanjalo.
But all temptations come to the idol.
Kodwa ke zonke izilingo ziyafika.
Although David's repentance was sincere and wholehearted,
nakuba ukuphenduka kukaDavide kwaba ukuphenduka ngenhliziyo yakhe yonke futhi ngokuthembeka.
The terrible episode of David and Bathsheba confirms the truth of the scripture.
Kodwa isenzo esibe senzeka phakathi kukaDavide noBathsheba kuveza ukugcwaliseka kwemibhalo.
Numbers 32:23.
Incwadini kaNumeri sahluko sika 22 verse 23.
Be sure your sin will find you out.
Kodwa yazi ukuba isono sakho siyakufumana.
And Galatians 6 verse 7.
Incwadini yabaseGalatia sahluko sesithupha verse lesikhombisa.
What a man sows that shall he reap.
Lokho umuntu akutshalayo lokho okuvuna.
The baby died.
Mntwana lo wazalwa uBathsheba kuDavide wafa.
David's son Absalom treacherously sowed division and led the nation into civil war.
Indodana kaDavide yayisidala isiphithiphithi yayisiholela isizwe empini enkulu.
Much death and destruction resulted.
But
where, when you think you stand, lest you fall. When God gives you something important to do, Satan is bound to send someone to waste your time, to distract you, and perhaps even to derail you. We read that David was walking on the roof of his house, and from the roof he saw a woman bathing, and she was very beautiful to behold.
Siyafunda kuba uDavide wayekadehleli phezulu kophahla lwendlu yakhe wayesebona wesifazane omuhle obukekayo.
Only two other times in the scripture is a woman described as very beautiful.
Kukabili kuphela embhalweni la uzothola wesifazane enconywa obuhle bakhe.
One is Queen Esther and the other Rachel.
Omunye wabo inkosikazi uEsther no Rachel.
And so David inquires after and calls for her.
UDavide wayesefuna ukwazi ngalosifazane ukubabizwe.
And then he starts schemes to cover up his sin.
Emva kwalokho wayeseqala amacebo okuvimba isono sakhe.
Calling for Bathsheba's husband, who's at the front line fighting, to come back to give him a report.
Ethumela ukuba kubizwe indodana noma kubizwe indoda kaBathsheba uRiya ukuba abuye empini.
And then, because the man won't go back to his house, David sends a letter with him to the commander of the army, Joab, to put him in the front line and abandon him so that he will die. And then we read that he took Bathsheba to be his wife.
Siyafunda ukuba wayesethatha uBathsheba ukuba abe umkakhe.
And she bore him a son.
Wamzalela indodana.
But the thing that David had done displeased the Lord.
Kodwa lokhu David akwenza kwamdabukisa uNkulunkulu.
In Corinthians we read that God was not pleased with most of the Israelites who came out of Egypt.
Ncwadini yabaseKorinte siyafunda ukuba uNkulunkulu wayengathokozi ngabaningi bakwaIsrayeli abaphuma.
God was not pleased with most of them. Actually, all the generation who came out of Egypt died in the wilderness. Only two survived, and that's Joshua and Caleb.
So
the scripture does not exaggerate. God was not pleased with most of them. Actually, only two of them entered the promised land. The rest died. A new generation rose up. The Lord was not pleased with what David had done. Even a man after God's own heart could displease God. This should be a great warning to every one of us. God gave David time to repent, but he apparently did not respond. And so in
2
Samuel 11, verse 12, we read, "Then the Lord sent Nathan to David."
Siyafunda encwadini kaSamuel ukuthi ngalokho uNkulunkulu wathuma uNathan kuDavid.
And so the prophet Nathan gives King David a parable, a story.
Umesefika umprofethi uNathan ucela uDavid ngomfanekiso ngendaba yomfanekiso.
There were two men in the city. One was very rich and the other was poor.
Uyamxoxela ukuthi kwakhona amadoda amabili emzini.
The rich man had exceedingly many flocks and herds, but the poor man had nothing except one little ewe lamb.
Indoda le ibikadiyona icebile ikade inezimvu eziningi kodwa indoda empofu inemvu eyodwa nje,
which was the beloved pet, which literally slept in their beds and ate from his arm from the table. And when a traveler came to the rich man, he refused to take from his own flock, from his own herd, and he went and took the poor man's lamb, his pet, and prepared that as a meal for his guest. As David heard this, his anger was aroused, and David's anger greatly aroused declared, "The man who has done this deserves to die."
Lapho uDavide kuzwa lokhu, intukuthelo yakhe yavutha kakhulu yathi, "Umuntu wenze lokhu umele ukufa."
And the prophet Nathan said, "You are the man." A very brave thing for a prophet to say to any king. The king had the power of life and death. He needed wisdom to approach the king. He's about to rebuke the king, and the king could have him executed at a word. And so he gives a story, and David does not recognize himself in the story, but he pronounces judgment upon the wickedness of this person. He says, "The man who has done this deserves to die."
And
how we need pastors to be able to confront political leaders on a municipal level all the way up to provincial, national, and communicate to them what they are doing and say, "You are the man."
And
God spoke to David through
Nathan.
"I anointed you king over Israel. I protected you from the hand of Saul. I gave you your master's house and the whole of the house of Israel and Judah.
And
if that had been too little, I would have given you much more. Why have you despised the commandments of the Lord to do this evil in his sight? You have killed Uriah the Hittite with a sword. You have taken his wife to be your wife. You have killed him with the sword of the people of Ammon. Now therefore the sword shall never depart from your house, because you have despised me." And David responded, "I have sinned against the Lord." And Nathan immediately responded, "And the Lord has also put away your sin." David's repentance was immediate, and God's mercy was immediate. Do you appreciate what God has given you? Sin and covetousness begins when we lack appreciation. When we are not satisfied with what God has given us, that is where covetousness and thefts and lies and adulteries begin. Lack of gratitude is a root sin. The Lord even said to David, "If this wasn't enough, I would have given you much more." How much we miss by not putting God first. God gives the very best to those who leave the choice to Him. God would give you much more in your ministry. If you do it His way. As we learned last night from Uncle Ulo's testimony, God has so much more to give, but we need to be open and responsive.
Njengoba sizwile sabona izolo ebusuku ebufakazini bukamfundisi usitekeni ukuthi uNkulunkulu kuninga ngasipha khona kodwa sidinga ukuthi thina sibe abamlalelayo sinciphe.
The worship of true repentance which we see in David's life is what we need to emulate.
Ukumkhonza uNkulunkulu ngeqiniso nangokuphenduka okuphelele njengoba sikubona empilweni kaDavide yilokho esidinga ukuthi nathi sibe kukho.
David's sin gave the heathen occasion to blaspheme. The wicked are delighted when God's people stumble and fall. And so the Lord struck the child of Uriah's wife. And David pleaded with God for the child, and he fasted and wept. For 7 days, David refused to eat or sleep or clean himself. He was just weeping and pleading before the Lord. On the 7th day, this child died. And the servants of David were whispering amongst one another, what will he do if he learns this? He will do himself some harm.
And
David perceived that they were talking about the child and asked, is the child dead?
And
they said, he is dead. So David arose from the ground and washed and anointed himself and changed his clothes, and he went into the house of the Lord and he
worshipped.
And when his servants asked how this was, he explained, I shall go to him, but he shall not return to me.
And
this shows David's faith in the resurrection of even babies. Even young babies who die, we can have the expectation of them being in heaven. David expected to see his young son in heaven. But here we see the worship of true repentance. Sin is always against God. It's against God's law. Sin is against God's holy character. Sin is rebellion against the Creator. Transgression, crossing the line, missing the mark. Violating God's standards. We do not become sinners because we sin. We sin because we are sinners. Inward corruption and wickedness of intent leads to transgressions. This is a problem we must confront in our preaching and counseling. What do we do when God's people sin? Abraham lied about Sarah being his wife. He claimed her as a sister. King David committed adultery and murder. The Apostle Peter cursed and denied that he even knew the Lord. When the Lord was arrested, all of his apostles fled. As we learn from another great man in the Old Testament, Samson, moral compromise makes us vulnerable. Temptation comes in attractive packages. Sin will take you further than you want to go. Sin will keep you longer than you want to stay. Sin will cost you much more than you're willing to pay. Do you think that this can ever happen to you? Do you feel morally superior to King David? Have you ever had lustful thoughts? In the Sermon on the Mount, our Lord Jesus said, if you have looked with lust, you are guilty of adultery. Have you ever hated somebody? Jesus declared that whoever hates is a murderer in their heart. We often rationalize our sins and try to excuse our behavior. King David may have rationalized that he had rich so much for God's kingdom. That he had suffered and sacrificed so much for the work of God. Maybe he rationalized that he'd fought so many battles that he deserved some indulgence. Doubtless David had resisted many temptations. He could have been fatigued from years of responsibility and battle. He had looked upon so much death and destruction. Doubtless he was overconfident. He had won so many battles, he had beaten Goliath, he could beat his own temptations too. We could also assume that Bathsheba may have been bathing on the rooftop within sight of the palace with the intention of catching the king's attention. But we are all responsible for our actions and reactions and choices of reactions. No temptation has overtaken you, but that God will give the strength to resist or an opportunity to escape. We must not ever try and rationalize our sin and excuse our bad behavior. Doubtless David's lack of gratitude for what God had given him made him vulnerable to this temptation. It is foolish to be gullible and believe the lies of Satan. Satan can make temptations look very attractive.
USathana angenza ukuba izilingo zibuke kuyilingo ezihehekayo nezithandekayo.
As you see in the life of Samson.
Njengoba sibona empilweni kaSamson.
Samson was so physically strong before men and yet he was so weak before women.
USamson wokade kuyindoda ebukeka iqinile inamandla phambi kwabantu kodwa kwabesifazane bakuyindoda ethambile.
He could slay 1,000 men with the jawbone of an axe.
Wayengakwazi ukuthi alwe ngethambo nje abulale amadoda ayinkulungwane.
He could take the city gates off its hinges and run with it.
Wayengakwazi ukuthi bafike emzaneni ahlephule isango abaleke nalo.
And yet we see the stubborn self-confidence of Samson.
Kodwa siyabona ukwehluleka kwakhe uSamson.
And the seduction of Delilah.
Lapho esefike ehlaselwe uDelilah.
And the stupidity of sin.
Sibona nobuhula besono.
The result was disgrace, defeat and disaster.
Imphumela yalokho wayithwele sewumuntu osehlazweni, umuntu ohlulekile, sekuyincithakalo.
Samson reminds us that sin binds.
USamson uyasikhumbuza masibona le ndaba ukuthi isono siyambopha umuntu.
And sin blinds.
Isono futhi siyawavala amehlo.
And sin grinds.
Isono futhi umuntu siyamqeda simudle.
God gives the very best to those who leave the choice to him.
UNkulunkulu ubapha okuhle labo abashiyela kuyena uNkulunkulu ukuba abakhethele.
We must love God with all of our heart, soul, mind and strength.
Simele ukuba simthande uNkulunkulu ngenhliziyo yethu yonke, amandla ethu onke nengqondo yethu yonke.
And we should fear God.
Futhi simele ukuba simesabe uNkulunkulu.
Do not fear man who can only kill the body, Jesus said.
UJesu yasho ukuthi singamesabi umuntu onamandla okubulala umzimba kuphela.
Fear God who can destroy both body and soul in hell forever.
Kodwa masibesabe lowo onamandla ukuthi esebulela umphefumulo ngawubulala nomzimba.
We should fear God.
Simele ukuba simesabe uNkulunkulu.
And we should hate sin.
Simele ukuba sizonde isono.
And like Joseph fled from Potiphar's wife, we need to flee from temptation.
Njengoba uJosepha abaleka kumkaPotifa, simele ukuba nathi sibalekele izilingo.
The flesh is not weak, the flesh is strong. We need to resist and recognize that the best thing you can do with most temptations is flee from it.
Inyama ayibthaka inawo amandla, kodwa kumele ukuba siqonde ukuthi makufika isilingo simele ukuthi sisibalekele.
So what do we say to those who have fallen into the traps and snares of Satan?
Singathini kulabo asabewele kunochaka nasemaqhingeni kaSathane na?
Acts 3:19.
Incwadi yezenzo isahluko sesithathu verse 19.
Repent then and be converted that your sins may be blotted out.
Lithi ngalokho phendukani niguquke ukuba kuhlangulwe izono zenu.
So that times of refreshing may come from the Lord.
Ukuba izikhathi zokuhlumelelisa zifike ziqhamuka uNkulunkulu.
Isaiah 55:7.
Incwadi yomprofeti Isaiah isahluko sika 55 iverse lesikhombisa.
Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts.
Omubi makashiye indlela yakhe nomuntu owenza okubi imicabango yakhe.
Let him return to the Lord and the Lord will have mercy. And to our God for he will abundantly pardon.
Abuyele kuJehova uyakuba nomusa kuye. Yebo abuyele kuNkulunkulu wethu ngokuba uyakwenza ukuthethelela kube kukhulu.
Joel 2:13.
Incwadini kaJoel isahluko sesibili
verse 13. Rend your heart and not your garments.
Lithi ngakho dabulani izinhliziyo zenu kungabi ukudabula ingubo zenu.
Return to the Lord your God for he is gracious and merciful.
Nibuyele kuJehova uNkulunkulu wethu ngokuba yena unomusa.
Slow to anger and of great kindness. He relents from doing harm.
uNkulunkulu onomusa ongathanda ukuba senze okubi.
Ezekiel 18:20.
Incwadi kaHezekiel isahluko sika 18 verse lika 20.
But if a wicked man turns from all his sins which he has committed, keeps all my statutes and does what is lawful and right, he shall surely live, he shall not die. None of the transgressions which he has committed shall be remembered against him, because of the righteousness which he has done, he shall live.
Kepha uma omubi ebuya kuzo zonke izono zakhe azenzileyo, agcine zonke izimiso zami enze ukwahlulela nokulunga, uyakuphila nokuphila kayikufa.
Hosea 6:1.
incwadi kaHoseya isahlo sesithupha ivesi lokuqala.
Come, let us return to the Lord.
Thozani sibuyele kuJehova.
For he has torn, but he will heal us.
Ngokuba yena ushilo ukuthi uyakuselapha.
He has stricken, but he will bind us up.
Ushilo ukuba uyakusihlanganisa sibophe ndawonye.
He will revive us. On the third day he will raise us up. That we may live in his sight, let us know, let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord.
Uyakusiphilisa ngezinsuku ezimbili, asivuse ngosuku lwesithathu siphile phambi kwakhe, masimazi sijonge ukumazi uJehova.
He will come to us like the rain, like the latter and the former rain to the earth.
Ukuphuma kwakhe kuqinisekile njengokusa, uyakufika kithi njengemvula, njengemvula yamuva enethisa umhlaba.
Zechariah 1 verse 2 to 3.
Ncwadi kaZachariah isahlo sokuqala ivesi lesibili kuya kwelesithathu.
The Lord has been very angry with your fathers. Therefore say to them, thus says the Lord of hosts, return to me, says the Lord of hosts, and I will return to you.
uNkulunkulu ube bathukuthelele oyihlo, ngakho uthi phendukelani kuJehova, uJehova uyaphendukela kinina.
And in Acts 17 we read, God now commands all men everywhere to repent.
What
is repentance? Conviction, contrition, and conversion. Conviction, the Holy Spirit opens your eyes to the seriousness of violating God's commands.
Ukuhlabeka nokuchotshozwa lapho ngokuchotshozwa umoya ingcwele evula amehlo uqonde ukuthi wone kangakanani waphula imithetho kaNkulunkulu.
A change of mind.
Ukuguqulwa komqondo.
And then contrition, a change of heart.
Ukuchotshozwa kube ukuguqwa kwenhliziyo.
The Holy Spirit transforms our heart to a godly sorrow over offending our loving Creator God.
Inhliziyo yethu kuba iguquke iphenduke kumlimazeni uNkulunkulu wethu.
We stop excusing our sin, we condemn it.
Kuyilapho sesinqamuka khona ukuba sibe nezaba siyithethelele izono zethu.
We stop loving our sin, we hate it.
Siyeke ukuba sisithande isono kodwa sizonde.
And then conversion, a change of life.
Ukuphenduka kube ukuguquka kwempilo.
The Holy Spirit redirects our feet to forsake sin and to do whatever restitution is led by the Lord.
Umoya ingcwele usole uqondisa izinyawo zethu ukuba siphenduke esonweni kodwa senze ukubuyisana okudingwa uNkulunkulu.
Repentance is conviction, contrition, and conversion.
Kusho ukuphenduka yikho ukuba umuntu aqondiswe ngesono, ahlabeke ngesono sakhe, aguquke.
A change of mind, a change of heart, and a change of life.
Ukuguqula kwenhliziyo, ukuguqwa kwengqondo, nokuguqwa kwempilo yonkana.
Now repentance does not necessarily need to be long and dragged out.
Ukuphenduka akuyona into edinga ukuthi kube into ende.
The tax collector who prayed in the temple, God have mercy on me, a sinner.
Umtheliso owakhuleka ethempileni, wakhuleka nje umkhuleko othi, Nkosi ngiba nomusa kimina soni.
Jesus said he went out of the temple forgiven. The prodigal son who confessed, I have sinned against heaven and against you, was welcomed by his father.
In
Psalm 51, we read an example of real repentance, the worship of true repentance.
Isihlabelelo samashumi amahlanu nanye sifunda ngomkhuleko wokuphenduka wangempela.
Psalm 51 is what David wrote after Nathan the prophet had confronted him.
Lesi sihlabelelo uDavide wasibhala emva kokuthi umprofeti uNathan eqondene naye.
Have mercy upon me, O God.
Ngihawukele uNkulunkulu ngokomusa wakho.
According to your loving kindness.
Welule isandla sakho ngobubele bakho obukhulu.
According to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgressions.
Yesule iziphambeko zami ngokobubele bakho obukhulu.
Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity.
Ngigezisise ebubini bami.
cleanse me from my sin.
Ungihlanze esonweni sami.
For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is always before me.
Kokuba ngiyazazi iziphambeko zami, isono sami siphambi kwami njalo.
Against you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight.
Ngonile kuwe wena wedwa ngakwenza okubi emehlweni akho.
Purge me, wash me.
Ngihlanze ngicwengisise.
Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities.
Fihla ubuso bami ezonweni ebusweni bakho uhlangulule izono zami.
Create in me a clean heart, O Lord.
Dala kimina inkosi inhliziyo ehlanzekile, Jehova.
Renew a steadfast spirit within me.
Vuselela umoya oqotho phakathi kwami.
Do not cast me away from your presence.
Ungangilahli ebusweni bakho.
Do not take your Holy Spirit from me.
Ungangamuki umoya wakho ongcwele.
Now remember that when Saul turned away from God, we read that God took his spirit away from Saul and sent an evil spirit to torment Saul.
Siyakhumbula ukuthi lapho uSaul emhlubuka uNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu amaphuca umoya wakhe, wayisengena umoya omubi.
David's greatest fear was that God would withdraw his Holy Spirit from him.
Ukwesaba okukhulu kuDavid kwakuthi uNkulunkulu uyomaphuca umoya ongcwele wakhe.
As he had done with Saul.
Njengoba wayenzile kuSaul.
Restore to me the joy of your salvation.
Buyisela kimi ukuthokoza kwensindiso yakho.
Uphold me by your generous spirit.
Ungiphase ngomoya ovumayo.
Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you.
Khona ngiyakufundisa abaphambukayo izindlela zakho, nezoni ziyakuphendukela kuwe.
As the Father sent the Lord, so he sends us with a message of repentance to live a life of repentance.
Njengokuba ubaba wathuma uJesu yasithuma nathi esithuma ngombiko wokuphenduka.
Our first priority is repentance, because only repentance gives the attitude of worship that the Lord deserves as a holy God.
Okokuqala ukuphenduka ngoba ikhona ukuphenduka okungamenza ukuthi uNkulunkulu asebenzise.
Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O God.
Uthi ngikhulule ecaleni legazi, uNkulunkulu.
The God of my salvation.
uNkulunkulu wensindiso yami.
My tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips and my mouth shall show forth your praise.
Khona ulimi lami liyakuhubela ukulunga kwakho, Nkosi. Vula izindebe zami ukuze umlomo wami ulande ngodumo lwakho.
You do not desire sacrifices, or I would give it.
Ngokuba awuthandi umhlatshelo noma bengiza kukunika.
You do not delight in burnt offerings.
Umnikelo wokusiswa ubungayikuthokoza ngawo.
The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O Lord, you will not despise.
Imnikelo kaNkulunkulu ingumoya owaphukileyo, inhliziyo eyaphukileyo, nedabukileyo, uNkulunkulu awuyikuyidelela.
The best worship that we can offer God.
Ukumkhonza phambili esingamupha khona uNkulunkulu.
Is to recognize his awesome holiness.
Ukuba siqonde sibone ubungcwele bakhe obungachazeki.
And acknowledge our sinfulness.
Futhi siqonde sivume kona kwethu.
True repentance is real worship.
Ukuphendwa kwangempela ukumkhonza uNkulunkulu ngeqiniso.
The only appropriate way to approach the Creator is in an attitude of repentance and humility.
Eyona ndlela ekuyiyona yokuya kumdali wethu.
Wholehearted repentance lays foundations for real worship.
Ukumkhonza uNkulunkulu noma ukuphenduka ngokuphelele ikhona okudala nokwakha izisekelo zokumkhonza ngeqiniso.
God have mercy on me, a sinner.
uNkulunkulu iba nomusa kumina isoni.
And the result of such repentance is forgiveness.
Imphumela yokuphenduka okunjalo ukuthethelelwa kwesono.
Freedom.
Inkululeko,
redemption,
ukuhlengwa,
cleansing,
ukuhlanzwa,
restoration of fellowship with God,
nokubuyiselwa kobudlelwane phakathi komuntu noNkulunkulu,
peace with God,
ukuthula noNkulunkulu.
2 Kings 22:19 we read.
Encwadini yamakhosi esibili sahluko sika 22.
Because your heart was tender and you humbled yourself before the Lord when you heard what I spoke.
Vesikela 19 lithi ngenxa ukuba inhliziyo yakho yayithambile wazithoba phambi kukaJehova lapho wezwa.
I also have heard you, says the Lord.
Lapho wezwa lokho engakukhuluma ngale ndawo, nami ngizwile okukhulumayo sho uJehova.
Luke 15 verse 7, our Lord Jesus says there's joy in heaven when one sinner repents.
Encwadini kaLuka sahluko 15 verse 7 uJesu uthi kukhona ukuthokoza ezulwini ngesono esodwa esiphendukayo.
Psalm 34 verse 14.
Encwadi yamahubo isahluko samashumi amathathu nane iverse lika 18.
The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and he saves such as who have a contrite spirit.
Ivesi lika isahluko sika 34 ivesi lika 18 kuthiwa uJehova useduze nabo abanenhliziyo eyaphukileyo, uyabasindisa abanomoya odabukileyo.
Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Ngalokho ke njengoba silungisisiwe ngokukholwa sinokuthula enkosini yethu uJesu Kristu.
In this grace we stand.
Emseni wakhe siyakwazi ukuma.
And we rejoice and hope to the glory of God.
Futhi siyathokoza sinethemba enkazimulweni yakhe uJesu.
We can glory in tribulations knowing that our tribulations produce perseverance.
Singakwazi ukuba sithokoze nasekuhluphekeni sazi ukuthi ukuhlupheka kwethu kuzoletha impumelelo.
And perseverance produces patience.
Ukuphikelela kuletha ukubekezela.
And character.
Futhi kuguqula isimo somuntu.
Character produces hope.
Okuletha ithemba.
And this hope does not disappoint, for the love of God is poured out into our hearts.
Lelithemba leli aliphoxa lethu kudangala ngenxa yothando lukaNkulunkulu olutheliwe enhlizweni zethu.
By the Holy Spirit who has been poured out into our hearts.
Ngalo moya ingcwele owathelwa kithina.
While we were still sinners, Christ died for the ungodly.
Lapho siseyizoni uJesu wafela abangakholwa.
For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, but perhaps for a good man someone might even dare to die. But God demonstrates his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
Kodwa akululu ukuthi umuntu angafa afele omunye umuntu ngisho nolungileyo akululu ukuthi omunye umuntu amfele.
Much more than having now been justified by his blood, we will be saved from wrath through him.
Kodwa manje ngokuba sisihlanziwe salungisiswa ngegazi lakhe siyokwazi ukuba sisondele kuye.
We shall be saved by his life.
Siyakusindiswa ngempilo yakhe.
We also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received this reconciliation.
Futhi siyakwazi ukuthokoza kuNkulunkulu ngoJesu Kristu esesikwaziwe manje ukuthi sibuyisane naye.
Much more the grace of God and the gift of the grace of this one man, Jesus Christ, abounded to many.
Kakhulukazi umusa kaNkulunkulu nesipho esasithola ngomuntu oyedwa uJesu Kristu owalethwa kubantu.
But the free gift resulted in justification.
Kodwa isipho somusa saholele ekulungisisweni.
We have received abundance of grace.
Sasithola umusa ophindaphindiwe.
And the gift of righteousness.
Nesipho sokulunga.
It is a free gift.
Kuyisipho esisithola mahala.
Where sin abounded, God's grace abounded much more.
Lapho isono sivama, umusa kaNkulunkulu wavama ngaphezulu kunalokho.
Even so, grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Ukuze umusa uvame kuze kube sekugcineni, kuze kube sengunaphakadeni ngoJesu Kristu inkosi yethu.
Jesus suffered for us and he left us an example to follow in his footsteps.
UJesu wasihluphekela, wasishiyela isibonelo ukuba singalandele izinyathelweni zakhe.
He humbled himself.
Yena wazithoba.
And as he was sent, we are being sent.
Njengokuba yena wathunywa, nathi siyathunywa.
John 8 verse 7, our Lord Jesus declared.
Encwadini kaJohane isahluko sika 8 uJesu washo lokhu.
He who is without sin, let him cast the first stone.
Wathi lo ongenasono akabe wokuqala ukumkhanda ngetshe.
Neither do I condemn you, go and sin no more.
Uthi nami ngikulahle, hamba ungabe usona.
There is therefore now no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Do you hear the challenge of the Lord? Whom shall I send and who will go for us? Can you respond, "Here am I, Lord, send me"?
When you are pendula na uti nangu mina nkosi tuma mina.
The cricketer turned pioneer missionary C.T. Studd said, "Some like to live within sound of church or chapel bell. I want to run a rescue shop within a yard of hell."
U.C.T. Studd weka te umdlalo wekhilikithi waphenduka umshumayeli umfundisi Sithunya wathi lapha abanye bethokozela ukuhlala emasontweni ukukhala insimbi kumnandi mina ngingathanda ukuba ngibe phakathi esihogweni ngitakule ababhubhayo.
Jesus says, "So send I you."
UJesu uthi, "Mina ngithuma nina."
Let us pray.
Asithandaz.
Lord God, thank you for your mercy and for your grace.
Nkulunkulu Jehova, siyakubonga ngomusa wakho.
Thank you for David.
Siyakubonga ngoDavide.
Thank you for the Psalms.
Siyakubonga ngamahubo.
Lord God, we pray.
Siyakhuleka Nkosi.
Teach us how to truly repent and to live a life of repentance and to communicate this in our message to a lost world.
Sifundise Nkosi ukuba siphenduke kanjani okwangempela okuluqiniso ukuze sikwazi ukuhambisa umbiko wakho esizweni esilahlekile.
Lord, we thank you that while we were still sinners, you died for us. Lord, we thank you for your message of redemption. For a lost and dying world living in rebellion to you. Lord God, we pray, give us a vision. Of this lost world which needs this glorious gospel of salvation. Help us, Lord God, to live it and to proclaim it. By what we say and by what we do. In word and deed. By our lips and by our lives, for we pray it in Jesus' precious name.
Amen. Amen.